It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Since entering the mayor's race last week, Andrew Yang, the former tech entrepreneur who ran for president, has drawn a lot of attention as a political outsider who could upend a wide-open election. And he's also seeking to make history. New York City has never elected an Asian American to its top office. Here to talk about what his candidacy means to the city's Asian American community is WNYC's Elizabeth Kim. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Sean.
This election could prove to be a pretty historic moment for Asian American New Yorkers. But we should say Yang is not the first Asian American to run for mayor, right? What's the difference this time around?
That's right. John Liu, who's a state senator, ran for mayor in 2013. At the time, Liu was the city's comptroller and the first Asian American to be elected to citywide office. What's different this time around is that Yang has come into the race with built-in name recognition. Mm. He's inspired a group of supporters called the Yang Gang. They have their own hashtag. And just to give you a sense of his reach, he has nearly 2 million Twitter followers. That's far and away more than any other candidate for mayor. Because of the exposure he got from his presidential run, he is seen by many political experts as viable. There's no question that Yang and Liu are very different in terms of policy and experience. Liu was steeped in city politics, and Yang is seen as someone coming from the tech world.
Has John Liu endorsed Yang?
No, not yet anyway. But he was very glowing about Yang in terms of what he means to the Asian American community. Here's what he said to me.
He ran for president. No one gave him a snowball's chance. And he confounded expectations every step of the way. And he is the first Asian American to run for president of the United States. He is our Shirley Chisholm.
So Liu is actually wrong about that. He's not the first Asian American to run for president, but he's the first one to really have achieved so much traction in the race.
You know, Liz, Yang has faced a lot of scrutiny. He's also been the butt end of a few jokes amongst journalists about whether he's really a New Yorker. What's that about? And how does he feel about that criticism?
Yang really got off to a bit of a rocky start. Mm-hmm. He's been forced to answer some tough but valid questions, such as why did he leave New York City during the height of the COVID crisis for his second home in New Paltz? Why hasn't he voted in several local elections? And then last week, he posted a video on Twitter about his love of bodegas, only many people argued that he wasn't in a real bodega.
Right.
A lot of these questions are centered around his authenticity as a New Yorker, which is actually a very fraught question for Asians because they're often seen as foreign no matter what their background is. Here's what Yang had to say.
You know, I've been here for decades. And so that is kind of strange, honestly. Like, you know, I mean, I look at it and think, well, they're going to hang their hat on something. But I do think that there is something familiar to many Asian Americans to have our belongingness questioned. And that did occur to me.
Is Andy Yang actively campaigning in Asian American communities? And how are Asian American New Yorkers responding to him?
Yes, last week was the official launch of his campaign, and he made an important stop in Flushing, where he got an endorsement from Assemblymember Ron Kim. He then held a voter registration drive in Elmhurst, which is another heavily Asian community. In Elmhurst, there was a long line of mostly young Asians who wanted to get a photo with the candidate. Overall, there's this sense that this is a potentially big moment for Asian Americans in New York City. The community has long complained about being politically invisible, even though they make up about 15% of the city's population. Asian-owned businesses were the first and hardest hit by the pandemic, in part because of the misperception that Asians were transmitting the disease. One advocate told me that during COVID, she was really angered by what she saw as a lack of attention being paid to Asian-American business owners by city officials. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's been a new generation of Asian American progressives who are really organizing the community at the grassroots level. While they like the idea of seeing more Asian Americans in elected office, they aren't necessarily, though, jumping on the Yang bandwagon. The criticism of Yang by progressives is that his policies don't run deep, and they say they're not going to support him just because he's Asian.
Liz, isn't one of his big ideas, though, universal based income? That's a pretty progressive idea that you'd think that progressives could rally around, right?
Yes, that's been his main calling card, both in the presidential race and now in his campaign for mayor. In New York City, he has proposed $2,000 a year for 500,000 of the poorest New Yorkers, and that has definitely gotten him some attention. But the biggest criticism is that it would serve as a substitute for other social benefit programs like food stamps, and that's a big problem for the left. Nevertheless, keep in mind that this is the first time that the city is using ranked choice voting. So if Yang can become the second or third choice for many voters, that might be all he needs.
WNYC's Elizabeth Kim. Liz, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.
To read more on this story, go to Gothamist.com.